It's not about stopping voter fraud. It's about stopping the people the Republicans don't like from voting. Minorities, LGBTQ plus people, and women. We won't just let them get away with it. Call your congressperson today and tell them that Americans oppose the SAVE Act, paid for by Free Vote. This is Grace. She had just finished paying off her house, a 30-year mortgage. It wasn't easy after she lost her husband a few years back, but she did it. So why is she living here, in this rundown apartment, cutting pills in half? Because she got cancer. And even with insurance, the bills were so high, she had to sell her house just to pay them. This is America, but it shouldn't be. Visit healthcare-now.org today. You can help. She's a hero for the working class.
$1 trillion was gutted out of our healthcare system.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez stands up for our district, and she stands up for everyday Americans.
We're hard-pressed to see how the average American is going to benefit from rounding up innocent people.
AOC has fought back against corporate greed, ICE thugs, and the corruption of Donald Trump.
We need to abolish ICE. And
on Election Day, vote to re-elect Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
It feels like it costs $100 just to go outside these days. Housing, healthcare, childcare, even a burger at a mediocre fast casual place is almost $20. And don't get me started on gas.
America is unaffordable, and the Republicans refuse to fix it because their corporate cronies are getting rich off of you. Help us create a more affordable America. Vote blue. Andy Ogles is a bigot.
Republican U.S. Representative Andy Ogles has fired off a series of anti-Muslim social media posts.
He says Islam is incompatible with Western civilization, has worked to keep BIPOC people off the ballot. And when the president threatened genocide, he said it made sense. We deserve better than Andy Ogles.